you. And joining us, as we promised, our Secretary of State in Illinois, Jesse White. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Glad to be on board.
You are all dressed up and ready to go. Do you wear a suit every day?
Just about every day, other than when I'm with the Tumblers. I coach a gymnastic team called Jesse White Tumblers.
Familiar.
We've been around for exactly 58 years, and we do about 1,500 shows a year with 7 units.
Wow. And then you get to wear your sweatpants.
I can do like they say in Jamaica. I can take it easy.
And you've done such a fabulous job with that and so many other things that you've done. And I told you when you came in, it's so nice to see you working and so excited about coming to work. And it's so refreshing when we get the opportunity to actually see you.
I love to work. I'm a former military person. I believe that when there's a mission before you, you see it from its beginning to its conclusion. And I roll life that way.
And I try to tell kids all the time, when you work, like, you feel so good by the end of the day. Like, you have made a difference either in someone else's life or at least touched your own. And it's huge. So today you are in town and we're working on organ donation. As you said, you just left the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Sure. You know, here in Illinois, we have 5.9 million people who sign to become organ donors. However, there are 5,000 people on the waiting list as we speak. And each year, about 300 people die because organs have not arrived in a timely manner. We ask that when you're alive and well, give blood. When you're no longer here, give organs. And when you've done those two things, you've made a positive impact on society, considering the fact that one person can provide life or improve the quality of life for 25 individuals. And so I'm traveling around the state of Illinois, encouraging individuals to sign up and become a part of this wonderful program. They may not have a need today. They may not have a need tomorrow, but sometime during their lifetime, they are someone that they may know will have a need for an organ. We just hope that when that moment arrives, that there'll be an adequate supply of organs available.
And I'm sure as you travel, you hear wonderful stories from families that have been touched by this.
Unbelievable stories. And then I have a story that I'd like to tell one day, too, about, matter of fact, I'll tell it right now if I have a moment. My brother wasn't feeling well. He was a pharmacist at the Lakes Javier Hospital in Chicago. And he was suffering from an aneurysm. So we took him to the hospital. And while he was lying in bed on a ventilator, member for the Regional Organ Bank asked if by chance he passes away, can we use his organs for transplantation purposes? And I said, no, don't bother him. Don't bother us. Leave us alone. He passed away that night, and a few days later, we buried him. And I didn't think any more of the conversation I had had with the gentleman until 2 years later. My sister became ill, was in dire need of a kidney that was not a match within the family. So she put her name on the organ and tissue donor list. And through the generosity of someone else, she got a second chance at life. I was a lawmaker at the time. I was unaware of the organ and tissue donor program. So when I became the Secretary of State, someone said, well, asked the question, are you up to speed on the organ and tissue donor program? Because you being the Secretary of State, that will come as part of your administration, become a part of your administration. I said, yes, I've been there, done that, know that. I know all about the organ and tissue donor program. And every day I'm going to spend time encouraging others to sign up, become a part of this wonderful program because I know the value of it.
Well, we hear all the time that that's a simple process. Is it as simple as it sounds?
Well, it's simple. You can go on our website. It's www.lifegoeson.com, www.lifegoeson.com. Or you can go to your telephone, 1-800-210-2106, 1-800-210-2106. Or you can come to one of my 138 facilities and indicate that you'd like to become a part of the organ and tissue donor list. And we will do all we can to help you to honor your wish when that moment arrives.
And as I go, as I have to the facility, I always worry, is that going to be enough if that time comes that my family, individuals in my family know my wishes, but is that enough or do I need to still go to the website?
Well, that's enough because on your driver's license, on the right, upper right-hand corner, you will see an outline of the state of Illinois, and inside you'll see in red, which is donor. That's a contract. That's a commitment. That's your desire to become an organ donor, and we want to honor your wish when that moment arrives. Sure, it's good to have that conversation with your family members, but back in 1999, when I became a part of the Secretary of State's office, when individuals would come into the Secretary of State's office, would be asked, would you like to become an organ donor? If you'd say yes, we'd ask you to sign on the back of your driver's license, have two individuals sign on as witnesses, so when that moment arrived, there would be smooth transition. But we found that because of the thought of losing their loved one or the stress of the moment, the family members decided not to let the process go forward. So 20% of those organs were not used, were not harvested. So we went to a new order of business, which is first-person consent. That's the program we have today. If you say you want to become an organ donor, we will honor your wish.
Okay. Is there any particular thought that you have for families that maybe are sitting there trying to figure out what would make them make that move that they haven't made yet? Well, I mean, I know you've had so many stories.
Sure. The biggest myth, there are a number of myths that are out there. One will say, well, the doctor's not going to put forth a genuine effort to save me, or they'll sell my organs, or because of religious reasons, I choose not to participate, or I may not look good in my going away. Those are some of the myths that we have to overcome. And we ask individuals to ask them not to buy into the myths, sign, become a part of this meaningful program. When you do those things and more, you will make life better for others. You'll help to improve their quality of life or give them a second chance at life.
Okay. So it is that simple. Can you give us that website again?
It's www.lifegoeson.com, www.lifegoeson.com, or the telephone is 1-800-210-2106, 1-800-210-2106, or you can come into one of my 138 Secretary of State facilities and indicate that you'd like to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program.
And as you sit here today, you know, we hear a lot of times that request. There must still be quite a few people that you're waiting to come in and sign up.
There are a lot of people, but one of the things that you normally hear about, and that is a hero. You normally think of a hero as being someone who's helped to extricate someone from an automobile crash, rescue someone from a fire, save someone from drowning. Those are the normal heroes, and I applaud, commend, and thank them. But I'd like to share with you some of my other heroes. The doctor at the Loyola Medical Center who gave her patient her kidney. The teacher at New Lenox, Illinois, who gave her student her kidney. Vicki Tolkis, who worked at the Secretary of State's office, was in dire need of a kidney. Her gift did not arrive in a timely fashion, so she said, as I leave this earth, even though I didn't get mine, I'm going to leave some organ and tissue parts back here for someone else.